We ask each to arrive. We ask each to move into their place of true aspiration. You see, as you open up to the stars, as you open up to the heavens, as you open up to your destiny, you have arrived. You must understand that you are the arrival committee. There is nobody else that has the determining value, that has the determining consent, that decides when you are going to plug in. And what I'm literally seeing is like a big, you know, cord, like plugging into the socket. So it is for you to bring forth your faith in your excellence as we come to each of you, as we come to adorn you, as we come to surround you. We admire your brilliance. We recognize your brilliant smile. You see, that is what our channeler is reacting to. She believes it's the physical contact, but no, dear ones, it is your inner beauty that she is responding to. In each moment, you are giving consent to your wholeness, to your apparatus, shall we say, that is attuned to the stars, that is attuned to your richness, that is attuned to your wholeness. Now, you may say that your world, it is a little topsy-turvy, yes, but this gives you opportunity to move into higher quarters, because when it is no longer comfortable, when it's no longer stationary, when you cannot hold on to that which is your security, you open up and you find a new placement. Imagine you have a pet, a dog, a cat, or so forth, and they have been roused. In other words, they have been moved and they are no longer in their comfortable spot. What do? They simply turn around and find a new placement. And that is what we are alerting each of you to do, to waken up to your true remembrance that there is a new place for your persuasion, a new residence, shall we say, a new aspiration of your holiness, of your recognition, of your advanced status. Now, as we come to you, we help you and we secure your fate. Let us explain. You are each reaching into your back pocket. You are reaching into your toy chest and bringing forth a new opportunity, a new apparatus, a new song sheet. You see, there is more to you than meets the eye. There is more to you than you have met in this precious incarnation. Dear ones, it is time to rise. It is time to recognize. It is time to be one with your Christ presence. Now, you do not need to be alarmed in terms of the authority in these words, in these offerings, the Christ presence. Some of you are backing and saying, I don't think I'm ready for this. I just really wanted support to get through the next couple of days. And we say, rest assured that your couple of days are going to be milestone events, because at each moment you are awakening to your greater claim, to your greater expansion. Now, as the energies are received, we ask you to open up and to uplift your soul, to uplift your truth, to release some of the yesteryear. Now, these are the facts and figures. These are the balance sheets. These are, where am I going to put the grocery item? Where am I going to find the money for the grocery item? And all of these items, these are the linear. Now, we're not saying they are not valid concerns, but we are saying as you step up to your new advancement, as you step up to your new extreme likelihood of kindness, you are going to find the wherewithal. You are going to find the new approach. You are going to uplift yourself to your new vibrational allotment. And from there, it is going to be a new destination. In other words, you are not playing with the old building blocks. You are opening to a brand new set. Now, as we come to you, we ask you, therefore, to get accustomed to the new view, to the new vantage point, to the new look-see, because each of you are releasing old familiar ties. Now, these are not just your customary ways of conducting business. These are your ways of receiving yourself. You see, dear ones, it is for you to receive yourself in your truest claim, in your truest admiration. We admire you. We understand that you are here to bring forth a new earth, to bring forth a new consciousness. And you do this by reaching for the stars. You do this by setting the tone for your victory. You do this by recognizing in truth who you have always been. So it is time to leave the old playthings. It is time to leave the old framework or concept of what you believe you can achieve in this incarnation, of who you believe you are. And as you will rise to power, as you will release your limited framework. So to go beyond the physicality, to go beyond your namesake, you have acquired a taste for the familiar. You have a name and you have a lot of concepts in relationship to this name. Now we ask you to step out in faith beyond this name, beyond who you have understood yourselves to be, and to acquire your empowerment, to acquire your betterment, to acquire your taste of freedom. The offering we bring forth is going to help you through your rite of passage in experiencing freedom. Freedom from past beliefs, freedom from past ideologies, freedom from past orchestrations of lower truth. Each of you have abided by lower truth, and this is what we have in your forecast, in your weather barometer, is an opportunity for new sunshine, for new promotion. It is a new way of seeing self. So imagine being on your web, on your internet, and you find a new website and you say, I had no idea this was here. This is so interesting. This is what we are alerting you to, is you're going to find new websites of self, new opportunities to understand yourselves, and new promotion. So as you receive these offerings, as you receive these attunements for your delight, we ask you to trust. We ask you to trust there is a new claim, there is a new offering, there is a new spring in your step. So as you will allow yourselves the energy, as you will allow yourselves the activation, we ask you therefore to stand clear of doubt, to understand that you are the master, shall we say, of the new earth. Can you receive this? Yes. Is it within your concept that it is possible to claim a new understanding of self? You see, dear ones, you have understood that thought creates, yes? And you have understood that you are creator beings, but you have not quite understood how powerful that plays out. You see, in each moment, you are creating your destiny. And so when we can get you to look up, when we can get you to peer beyond your comfortable vision, you create anew because you understand, you have looked at, you have advanced, you have captured what is now possible. So as you bring forth these advances, as you bring forth these excited pleasures from without, you do so first within your own cabinet, within your own closet, within your own vestibule, because you come into your own consent of your new approach. So do you see? It is not that you are seeking something from without at all, whether it is relationship, whether it is health, whatever it may be, you are finding it first within your own capacity, within your own understanding of self. So we pay tribute to each of you for your willingness to join in holy matrimony, to join in reunion of your Christ presence, because as you open up to your advanced state, you see, you open up doors. So imagine there are doors, shall we say, in this new frontier, and you have arrived at new possibilities. We ask each of you to imagine this in whatever way it comes naturally to you, whether you see, whether it's a feeling, whether you sense energy, or you're just hoping something is happening because you're really not quite feeling anything at all. It is irrelevant because it is intention. As you show up, as you play the game, you must understand we come forth with your higher self consent, because when you arrive, you have already claimed victory. Understand? So this is an opportunity of promise as you abide by the inclination, by the offering of your higher self. You name that tune. In other words, you already are spoken for. You have already consented to this advanced state. And you see, dear ones, it is only a matter of time. So we ask you, therefore, to join in holy matrimony with your divine self. We ask you to join in the remembrance of the divine masculine, the divine feminine merging at last, bringing forth that balanced awareness. You see, it is with pride and joy that we bring forth this good news, because in fact, you have already risen. Now we say this in truth, and you may wonder, because you are going to look and say, but my domicile, my home, my physical body, it still seems to be the same. But we say, wait. We say, yay, wait, because as you bring forth promises, as you bring forth this spring in your step, as you bring forth the promotional claim, you have already sided with freedom. You have already said yes. And what you bring forth to your ones is your activated presence, is your activated consent. So they want me to step out and explain this. So these energies, it's like they're time released. And so over the days, over the hours, we're going to bring forth memories of love. In other words, it may be memories that come through. It may be an interaction where you suddenly have an aha experience. But it's what comes forth is directed by our higher self, of our higher choosing, because it knows exactly our next steps. It knows exactly what we need to turn that knob. Because remember the doors? We're opening up to new truth. We're opening up to advanced state. It only requires our consent. It only requires our recognition of our remembrance. And so as we remember, and as we remember as a group, we bring forth that acquittal and truth. So they want me to explain the acquittal. We have all been following the ego. We have all been following dis-ease, not in ease. And so as we open up to the remembrance of our wholeness, we leave the old timeline. We leave 3D. We leave the concept of separation. We leave the concept of lack. And so we create the new circumstances. We create the promotion. We create the health. We create the betterment. And so we do this, they're saying, as we leave our senses. Now that doesn't mean we're going crazy. It's that we're leaving our 3D senses. We're leaving just what we see with the physical, and we're operating from our advanced status. So as these energies come forth, they're saying, oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. As we offer ourselves to kindness, we are lifted up to our advantage. And so again, we have these offerings that we walk out in a way and we consent to. So they're asking us to receive this now on behalf of all of our occurrences. So that means all the different areas where you may seem to feel like there's stumbling blocks or limitation or lack or confusion, or you're still working with the old paradigm, old beliefs, whether it's about self, whether it's about the world. And so as we bring in this new offering, they're asking us to imagine it has already occurred. It has already taken place. Because remember, the future is in the here now. So what we're agreeing to has indeed already occurred. So as we will see it, just imagine like your loving cup being filled. I actually have an Easter basket that's just filled up with goodies. So whatever imagery presents itself is perfect for you. You may have a wine glass. You may have an Easter basket. You may have a trunk full of balloons. Because remember, it's symbolism, it's symbolic gesture, and we all operate from different realities, from different memory banks. So allow what it surfaces, and trust that it's absolutely perfect. Now, what I'm seeing on a personal level is I just see green grass. And I just see, almost like the sound of music, the hills are alive. Like, I'm just seeing rolling hills. But it just looks so luscious. It just looks so luscious, like life. Life. Life is coming through us. New life, new beginnings, new transformations. So, let us take a moment now and receive this. And hold this as a directive of our new state of awareness. And know that as we're receiving this, we're also receiving this on a multidimensional level. So that means all of our entitlements, what we consider our past lives, they're all really parallel. They're all really occurring now. And so as we receive this transmission, it filters out, ripples out to all of our requirements. So in other words, it's collapsing timelines. And of course, as we hold this light, we hold it for all of our brethren, because we have incarnated in this precious lifetime to choose to hold the light, to choose to be the way shower. So there is offering beyond our current understanding that is supporting each of us in our awakening process, each of us in healing our own trespasses against self. So wherever we still hold the self-judgment, the unconscious guilt, whatever it may be, because as we open up to our light, we activate our brethren, our brothers and sisters. So the more that we receive, the more we can serve. It's very important that we understand the equal footing. They said this whenever the last session was, I guess it was yesterday. But because of our lifetimes, there's some of us that are still playing martyrs, or some of us that are still playing we will do without and sacrifice for others to have. And so that's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it, because then we're still believing in separation. We still believe there's just so much to go around. So as we receive in wholeness, we're establishing truth for all to know, for all to witness. As we receive in our healing abilities, we can offer to others. As we receive our oneness in our ability to align with our truth, we offer that status, we offer that truth to others. So there's also a healing present to really relieve us of some of those old vows, old conditionings. Gosh, for one person, it's a huge stronghold. You are just serving, and you're doing it with impoverished consciousness for self. And you're receiving beautifully. I literally see you receiving through a straw, like you're just slurping that up. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm just having woken up just to see that, it was so worth it today. I can't even begin to explain how beautiful this is. I'm just like crying with tears inside. It's so beautiful. You finally got it. It's like all for one for all, not all for everyone else, and I will just keep serving till I wither up. That is, it's you're the teacher, so you have to hold the teaching. You have to embody the teaching. Oh, you're just slurping up. Oh, it's so beautiful. Okay, let me see what else we can share. You're trying to decide. There's somebody else, I don't know if it's your work or what it is, but you're like literally giving yourself a headache. Like, should I do this? Should I do that? The answer is yes. What I mean by yes is, why not do a smattering? Why limit it? Why feel like there's one way to do it? So hopefully that makes sense. If not, can you like possibly try out different ways and then see which one you like? But they're saying the answer is like a smorgasbord. The reason is, it's making you so uptight that if you do one approach now, you're going to have regrets, because somehow you still believe that faith doesn't follow you. So they want me to explain this for everybody. Some of us are still fear-based, and we get caught up as if there's like one right decision out there, and oh boy, I hope I don't miss it. The truth is that we're creating as we go. That's why psychics can only speak as it is present now, as it presents now. Because by the time you get into your car, you may have changed the energies and you would actually get a different reading. So it's very important for all of us to realize that faith follows us wherever we go. In other words, whatever you decide then becomes the right answer. because that's the path you've decided. And so then what happens is your guides, your master teachers, your higher self, all come together to make that path the right choice. Now, if you take that path and you take it with fear and you're not doing your homework and facing what you need to face, things may not work out. You're going to be like, oh, that was the wrong choice. No, it wasn't. It's that you still have homework to do. So that would have followed you regardless of what you had chosen. So if we can all, and that's what's going on for this one person, if we can all understand that, how safe this is. Because remember, it's really just a dream of consciousness. There's no world out there. I know it feels like that. But there's no, it's we're healing consciousness and we're healing it from within and we're doing it with our light and we're doing it, we're learning to master consciousness. And we all hold master degrees. If you show up at this vibration, if this is attractive to you, it's because you're holding master consciousness or this wouldn't make sense to you. So you want to understand the power that you possess. And you're learning how to use that power. You're teaching yourself day by day how to heal your own consciousness, how to create with the light. So again, getting back, so the concern now is if you do one, somehow you're gonna choose unfavorably. So whichever way you wanna do, if you just wanna drop that whole concept now that we share that, but you want to release the tension as if there's one right way. There really isn't. It's like create as you go. Create as you go. Good follows you wherever you go. God goes with me and before me, making smooth, safe, and secure my way. Anything like that, allow that to be your mantra so that you understand the safety. So you understand that you're taking your creative power. And you have excellent karma, by the way. I mean, you really do. You're absolutely fine except for your fear. That's really the problem. The problem isn't what you're doing. It's really actually beautiful. All right, I hope that helps. Someone's still thinking about a relationship. He didn't call. He did call. He blocked you from Facebook. I don't know what it is. Give it to spirit. Just give it to spirit. You know, who's to say what's going to occur around the bend? But right now, it's taking you off your game. It's taking you off your focus. The way it's going to work out, by the way, is as you follow your own calling, as you move up vibrationally, you're going to attract like commodity. So it either means that relationship comes back at a higher level or you attract another one at a higher level. But the thing is that dance is done at the level you left it at. That's why the universe kind of like, you know, it's like dropping that, I don't know what you call that, but you know, like that gate. Let's imagine like a gate was dropped, like, oh, I can't get in, I can't get in. Yes, there's a reason. There's a reason. You guys are working outside of the linear. So it's like, I don't know if they're your twin flame or whatever the story is, but yes, you're spiritually connected. But it is not for your best and highest good to be working at the level you last left that relationship. That's why the door was closed on you, so that you could refocus and aspire to greatness. When you do that, good's going to come. And just trust that. Just trust that. Just trust that. Really, but no more looking back. Straight ahead. There's this Amy Grant song from years ago, straight ahead. And that's what I'm hearing. Straight ahead. Keep going straight ahead. You're actually doing beautiful. But I see like you getting like a what do you call that in your neck? Like you keep turning around. No more. When you find yourself turning around, straight ahead. Okay. Let's see what else we have. Oh, you're so cute. Okay, I'm just going to give you this one. Yes, he does think of you. If you're curious, I'll just give you that. Yes, he does. You're not making it up. Yes, he does. But nevertheless, it would not have pleased you on that vibrational level, and you know that. You know that. You would have had to stay down to keep it, and you know you can't do that. All right. Enough said. Yes, two people are opening up to light language. Am I getting light language? Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Keep it up. Yes, you're feeling beings. Is it real? Yes, it is real. I want to add something to this. Don't worry about how it's looking for someone else. You know, someone may be channeling Jeshua, someone may be bringing in Orion, someone's, you know, Lyrian. Some are just bringing forth healing. So don't be comparing, well, this person's doing that. Everyone's got their own contract. There are two people bringing the light language, and one of the two, I don't know who it is, but anyway, you're looking over your shoulder. How are they doing? Well, here's some news for you. Whoever you're looking at, you're actually bringing in a higher order. So you think they've got it on. And again, there's no equal, better, higher, lower. It's a dream. So you're just dreaming this other person. But nevertheless, you're bringing in something higher. The joke's on you. So yours is different and it's taking longer because you're bringing in a higher dimensional focus. That's an important point to mention to all of us because we're all Indian chiefs. We're all opening up to our spiritual gifts. When you notice the comparison game, remember that's the ego. Remember that's the ego. They're saying, and smile, and smile. We each have a following. We each have a broadcast we're learning to respond to. So if you can remember, your work is to open up to your own broadcast. The world doesn't need another one of whatever it is you're looking at. The world needs your broadcast. You have a certain population that's going to be activated, that's going to be assisted with your particular broadcast. So do not be concerned about what someone else. It's like a bunch of five-year-olds. You know, which color did you get? Do not be concerned. Yeah, I understand, believe me. I used to play that game many moons ago. Took me a long time to get that one. All right, so before we retire, they're asking us to expand even further now, to open up to our light and our brilliance. And imagine receiving ourselves and our brilliance. When I'm receiving everyone, I just have light beings. Like I've dropped the belief in form, even though I'm communicating in form. I'm receiving everyone in light. So when they have me doing prayer work these days, these interesting times, they have me pre-select light. In other words, I just receive everyone in light and cover everyone in light. So as we do this, it helps us to aspire. It helps us to advance. It's very, very helpful because you'll no longer feel tethered to your past. Because you'll no longer be as attached to this particular lifetime and the story that goes along with it. You can remember the story. You're not going to deny it, but it's a dream. It really didn't happen. You dreamt it. But as you receive yourself in your light, it will really help to empower you because you'll receive yourself in your eternal truth. And even though you're using the body, you'll no longer perceive yourself to be the body. And that's when the magic happens. So the more that we can each commit to receiving our light, the more you're claiming victory, the more you're claiming established communion with your divine self. So we're just going to take another moment to seal that in. All right, so I'll stop the recording.